Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Commanders just had their best defensive game in almost 2 months, and it came in the first game after Joe Witt was relieved of his play-calling duties and Dan Quinn took over. Doesn't mean that's the only reason why it happened. They leveled down in competition. Miami was the worst team that the Commanders have played since the Cowboys on October 19th, but they were specifically the worst offense that the Commanders have played probably since their last win on October 5th against the super banged-up Chargers team. Because I think the Bears have had big-time games and moments. The Cowboys' offense is elite. Kansas City was humming when they played them. Seattle, Detroit, better than Miami. So that might have been a factor, too. But my question, Danny, is if they prove that what happened Sunday in Madrid isn't a blip or a dead cat bounce after a coach loses a job where everybody buttons down for a week and plays at a high level before you go back to just what you were.
Yeah, you sink down now.
If they go up against Denver, not a great offense, so this could happen, out of the bye week with an extra week to prepare, and they play another inspired game and hold them to 17 to 20 points or something and look like an NFL defense again. And then they play Minnesota, and it might happen because J.J. McCarthy has not been good. He looks like he stinks. And maybe you hold them under 20 points. And we get to three or four games in a row where this defense is playing like they did against the Dolphins. Is there a path to Joe Witt being the defensive coordinator next year? Or you go back to him as your play caller and just say, yeah, it got a lot better after we went away from him, and it makes his stretch as the play caller look horrendous, but we're going to run that back anyway.
So I've been under the, and I think you may disagree with this, but I've been under the view that he's not coming back regardless.
You think it's over right now?
I think what the instant you lose the thing that you do, what do you do here? You helping with the PowerPoints? Does Dan go next slide, please? And you, like, what do you do?
Aren't there plenty of guys in history that have lost play calling duties for a short time and gotten them back?
It doesn't feel like that to me, but to me, it's always the precursor for.
See if you can find that.
The responsibility that you have has been taken away from you. And I'm too nice to fire you right now, but in the offseason, when we have a chopping list, that's one of the to-do items. So I've been operating under that. Now, I could be wrong, obviously. I mean, you know, what do I know? But so that's kind of what I've thought. It'll be especially nail in the coffin if the scenario you just laid out happens. If they're improved at all after the months where they were beyond horrendous. And again, this is not, there's no top 10, there's no excellence here. They're too beat up, they're too limited, there's not much you can really do. But if you perform like you did against Miami, bend, don't break, make a play or two inside the red zone and hold the team to, you know, whatever it was, four scoring drives, you'll take that, certainly, compared to giving up 40 a week, which is what they did for a whole month. That's what they did. They just finished doing it. If you get some improvement, it basically goes, you can't help but look at the previous sample and go, that was pretty awful. This is just regular bad. There's a difference between failing the test with a 55 and failing it with a 12. You were turning in 12s. I'm failing with 50s. That's a major departure. That would be the nail in the coffin.
My first search here, has anybody lost play calling duties and gotten them back? responds with a bunch of names. They're all head coaches, though, that have toggled back and forth. So I don't think it's relevant. Like, it doesn't help what we're trying to find. In other words, Kevin Stefanski with the Browns at points in his tenure has given up play calling duties. He just did again.
Yeah.
Tommy Reese, I guess it is, the former Notre Dame guy. You know, he's called plays for Shedeur Sanders to go 4-for-16 this past week. Mike McCarthy of the Packers and the Cowboys has done this, where he's got the play calling, gives up the play calling, takes it back. Frank Reich, Carolina. Andy Reid, Kansas City. Some of the names. But that's not the same as a coordinator who calls the plays, loses that duty, and then gets it back. I'm sure it's happened. I just don't have good
I'm sure it has, too. But it just feels like you're now, your legs are out from underneath you. You're no longer of use. Because we need someone to do that. I don't get the sense that Dan Quinn wants to do it. That's my feelings. I don't think Dan Quinn wants to go through that. He'd rather be the CEO and, you know, be there for every meeting and be there for every, you know, lend a helping hand, obviously, because he's a defensive-focused guy. But I think he wants to be CEO, everybody's grandpa, versus, you know, running the defense. I don't think he wants to run that show. I think he wants to cede play calling due to somebody. You can't give it back to the guy who stinks, or whose sample stinks anyway.
Sean Desai of the Eagles lost his play calling duties, got fired after when the year ended.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Johnson loses his play calling duties. He ends up out, ended up in Washington, obviously. He's still on the offensive staff. But that is the trajectory more normally, to your point. So when he originally lost his play calling duties, first I didn't know if it was a week thing, 2 week thing, rest of the season thing. It certainly feels like it's going to be the rest of the season. But my initial response, you're right, was I don't know that the book is written completely. Because my point is, if you're going to fire him at the end of the year, fire him now. It does him no good. It does nobody any good to just cut him off at the knees and have him crawl around in the hallways. What is the benefit to keeping Joe Witt on staff in this lesser role? Perhaps they like him leading meetings. They like that, you know, what he can provide while not calling plays. And they thought it was just a Sunday from 1-4 problem. I don't know. But the more I've thought about it, regardless of how the rest of the season goes, I think it's really, really hard to make the case that's pro Joe Witt. Here's what I mean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You were just referencing, like, if it gets better. So let's go that way first.
Yep.
If they play a lot better defense, and I think naturally there's just a chance of that happening anyway because the competition, Denver with Bo Nix, Minnesota with J.J. McCarthy. I really like what Jackson Dart has shown, but he's a rookie who turns the ball over with New York. Like, that's three more games. You'll have four in a row against quarterbacks that are not in the top 10 to 12, 13, 14 in the league. It's basically like, at best, I would say somewhere in that 16 to 20 range, or worse in McCarthy's case and right now in Dart's case in terms of where you would rank guys. But if you go through a really nice second half run here, and the defense post-Joe Witt play calling goes from, you look at all the chart and the numbers, and it's like, you were giving up 472 yards. Then it became 396. You were giving up X yards per play. Look at the pressure getting better. Look at the third downs getting better. That looks terrible for Joe Witt. The other side of it is, okay, what would look best for Joe Witt? Just his business, LLC, joewitt.org/defensive coordinator homepage. The best thing for him might be that you make the change and it doesn't get any better. Is that fair?
Yep.
Because now you go, well, he wasn't the problem. So the Dolphins game, let's just say, is a one-off.
Like, if you change a bunch of variables, it's all the same. You go, okay, it wasn't those things.
Exactly. And so now Denver lights you up, and Bo Nix throws for 317, and you give up a couple big plays to Marvin Mims, and Cortland Sutton goes nuts. Minnesota gets Justin Jefferson going for $162, and Addison goes for 98, and Hockenson goes for 65, and J.J. McCarthy has a career day. You know, the Giants run for 129 because Devin Singletary and Tyrone Tracy have big games, and Jackson Dart throws three touchdowns and pulls a Daniel Jones against you. And, like, it's just the same as it was before. At least Joe Witt then can say, I tried to tell you guys, man, this wasn't just me.
Right.
But how does that help him keep his job? That's still on him because he's the defensive coordinator. Even though he's not calling plays on Sunday.
Yeah, no one's saying this is fair, by the way.
Yes.
Right? Like, and that's kind of been my view all along.
And I'm not rooting against him. He seems like a nice guy. But yeah. What is the where can I land this plane that says he keeps his job? What is that runway for him?
And I think it's one of those like neighborhood runways that where someone's got a little bit of flat dirt and they're like, okay, an emergency, try this. I don't see it. I think the instant he lost play calling duties, Dan Quinn's too nice to fire him now and make it seem like he's the scapegoat, he's the problem.
But if that's true, shouldn't he have just fired him?
I would have.
It's not nice to have someone twist in the wind. If he knows he's a dead body and you know he's a dead body, I mean, proverbially here, like, how is that the nice thing to do?
Again, I don't see it that way, but I'm trying to put myself in those shoes. This is the, if we blow this guy out now, I'm blaming him. It's on him. He's the problem, right? And then if it doesn't get better, everyone goes, well, wait a minute, you fired the guy, it didn't get any better. Now don't have to look at you. This is the way to, I think, have your cake and eat it too, which is to go, we just needed a change. We're switching something up, but I still love Joe. Joe's still my guy. And you get to do the brotherhood, and you get to do where everybody's in it together, and he's still a valuable piece, even though you've made him not valuable, quite literally. You've made the guy.
You get to do the what?
The brotherhood piece. Like, you're basically, you're espousing brotherhood. So if you walk the brotherhood tightrope, and you then betray one of the members of your brotherhood, can you really walk the brotherhood tightrope anymore? You're not brotherhood. You're out of brotherhood.
Have you ever seen Robin Hood?
Men in Tights.
No, the good one. Robin
Prince
Hood,
of Thieves?
Kevin Costner.
Yeah, silly.
God, it's so good.
It is great.
He's a terrible actor, and his accent undulates the entire movie.
It's sometimes British, sometimes not.
he tries every now, and there's a couple scenes where you could tell he's like thinking about doing an accent, but not. That's a great film, though. It's been a while since I've seen it. Any kind of movie like that where they're getting ready for a fight scene, and they're like melting little like metal and doing all this kind of stuff, pretty good movie.
Alan Rickman, rest in peace. He was awesome as the sheriff of Nottingham. But the point of the dude's story is, again, I don't think you should do this. Like, I think you either do it or don't. But I think this, to me, was the way to, you have to do something. And then they have to do something. It should have happened weeks ago. But they had to do something. They had to make a big production. But they would like all this talk to go away.
Well, let me ask this question, if anybody wants to hop in, or you can tweet us at Grant H. Paulson at Funny Danny. Is there something that could happen with this defense that would benefit Joe Witt enough that at the end of the year, he keeps his job? Because the way I'm viewing it, either the defense plays a lot better, like they did against Miami, and you look bad, and they go in a different direction. Or the defense just plays the same or worse, at which point you're the DC, and you're wearing that anyway, even though you've lost play calling duties. So now, after 2 years and a bad season, and being one of the worst defenses in the league, you're probably screwed. I don't see a path forward where you bring him back to call the plays as the coordinator next year. But I think if that's completely true, then Dan would have just probably fired him when he demoted him. In Quinn's mind, maybe he does think, let's just get through the darkest part of this patch here. Let's get through these down times, and I can go back to you. It won't make sense, but maybe he feels like he could just justify it by going up to the mic and saying, hey, I trust in Joe. He's really good at this. You'll see. The injuries, the injuries, the injuries. Let's go to Adam in Mechanicsville on the Fan. What's up, Adam?
Hey, gents. Yeah, the only runway I can see him landing is with demotion, possibly. I mean, Dan Quinn holds him close. You know, prior Cowboys, you know, tenureship with they shared tenure together, and possibly he lands maybe the linebackers or something like that. If the only reason I can see him hanging on to him still right now is possibly a future demotion and still being on the staff, the defensive staff, possibly.
Meaning, like, if he became the DBs and pass game coordinator under a new DC, like a Jonathan Gannon, get fired by the Cardinals.
Yeah, you'd have to basically tear up the old deal and say, we're not paying you defensive coordinator money to be a position coach.
Why would he do that, though?
Yeah, he would rather – well, I mean, who knows? If the thought is I can't – I'm just playing that out. I can't possibly get another gig if I'm Joe Witt as a defensive coordinator. I don't know. But you wouldn't think that's the case.
But even still, he would, I would imagine, have too much pride to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something admirable about not having an ego sometimes. But there's a difference, Danny, if we were to lose our jobs, between us doing something here versus in another station or another market. You know what I'm saying?
Totally. Yeah.
Like you're going, you were my DC and you ran all these meetings and you called all the plays on Sundays, but now just do this work and hand the sheet to someone else to do all that.
Yeah, like you guys are doing an afternoon drive and now we'll trust you once a week to do overnight board op. Like I'd probably have to go somewhere else.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.